This episode is sponsored by the Learn Jazz Standards Inner Circle. If your goal is to level up your jazz playing this year and feel confident improvising over jazz standards, the Inner Circle has everything you need and more. With monthly jazz standard studies, a library of powerful courses, and a vibrant community of like-minded musicians, you're guaranteed to improve your playing every single month. Podcast listeners can get 50% off their first month when you go to ljsinnercircle.com. That's ljsinnercircle.com or find the link in the show notes. Now, on to today's episode. All right, my friends, what's going on? Brent here from Learn Jazz Standards. Welcome to another episode of the Learn Jazz Standards podcast and another Fast Track Friday episode. This is where I look back at this week's episodes, see if there's any emerging themes or ideas that I want to expand upon. And certainly this week was one of them, right? We talked a lot about playing what you hear, right? We talked about planning out your jazz solos. How do I play what I'm hearing in my head? The importance of muscle memory in jazz improv. And so today I want to go a little bit deeper on this because I actually am quite passionate about this subject. I really do think this concept is important to understand. And honestly, to me, you know, if we're going to call any secret to jazz a secret, right? Like the key, I really think this is the big one, honestly. So today I want to talk about the big myth about playing what you hear. What I'd like to do is actually play myself reacting to a question that came up recently in one of our monthly jazz masterminds, which in our Inner Circle membership, those are monthly live Q&As that I do with our members. And a question along those lines came up, and I did have a little bit of a passionate response to it. And I thought it'd be appropriate just to share that with you here on this episode. So let's give it a listen. Patrick asks, two separate people gave me the advice recently, don't play a note until you hear it. Don't just put your fingers down and wiggle them until you hear something you like. Do you agree? No, I don't agree with that at all. I really don't like that advice. And no offense to those people, Patrick, at all. I know they're coming from the right place. I know they are coming from the right place. But here's the thing. I mentioned this at the beginning of the stream. Great improvisation, in my opinion, comes when what you're hearing in your head meets muscle memory, right? And so if you don't get muscle memory on your instrument, if you don't like learn to find out where the patterns and the sounds on your specific instrument, what sounds good, if you don't go out and learn chord voicings, if you're a piano player and go like, oh, here's one way I can walk up these chord voicings. Oh, cool. Well, guess what? You didn't hear that, right? Before you learned that. You learned that and then you heard it, right? Or you heard it off of a record, right? And then you learned it on your instrument. And this is a really important part of the puzzle, guys, right? It's not just magically like, I can hear it. Now I'll play the note. That's when we're improvising in real time, which is fast, right? We all know that. Time is going by quickly. We don't have time to think, a second to think. You can't ask yourself, did I hear that or did I not hear that? You have to let your fingers guide you. The magic and the thing that we're all working on here in the Inner Circle and in our playing every single month is how do we deepen the connection between what we're hearing in our head and our muscle memory, right? So I disagree with that. And I also disagree with that on another level, Patrick. I think that trial and error and exploration is pivotal, right? It's pivotal to not only learning your instrument, but learning how to play jazz, learning how to improvise. You know, sometimes it's when you are in the process. Well, we talked about this earlier, right? The motivic development, right? There's our idea. Well, you know, sometimes we just need to go, hey, okay, did that sound good? I don't know. I right? Sometimes we just need to play stuff and bring ourselves to places that we don't really know what it's going to sound like, and then allow our ear instead to guide us. Again, that's the goes back to the tension and resolution thing we're talking about, right? That's why I often recommend like playing free, right? Okay, do you hear that? I went outside a little bit, I played some different things, and then I resolved it. It's not that I was hearing everything that I was playing. I certainly was... Hear all that? Those are patterns that I can play on my instrument that I got used to playing at some point. But right now, I'm really not in the key of G, so how do I get back? There's one way, right? Now we're back in the key of G. That's really it. So... and sorry if I got overly passionate about this disagreement. I didn't mean to, especially if those people are, I'm not like dissing on them or anything like that. So hopefully that's not the vibe people got from, the strength of my answer. But just to say that, that's a lot to put on someone, right? To say, don't play a note until you hear it, right? That's heavy. And the reality is I don't even think some of the best musicians, rely only on their ear. That's my thought. So hopefully that helps. Hopefully that resonates to a degree. All right, present day Brent back here again. So I wanted to share that clip of that Q&A with you because this really further explains this whole concept about playing what you hear, talks about a few things that I didn't talk about in the last couple of episodes. And so I hope these are some things that will help you when you think about this, that will dispel some of these myths, that will help it not feel so heavy when we talk about this concept, or you just feeling like you aren't able or capable of playing what you hear. Like, hopefully this helps you think about it in a different way, in a much lighter way. That takes off some of that heavy baggage for you. All right, my friends, that's all for this week's episodes here. Of course, we have much more coming up, so be sure to subscribe to the podcast. As I always ask at the end of the week, if you're enjoying this podcast and you've been finding it helpful, go to Spotify or Apple Podcasts, wherever you're listening to this podcast, and leave a 5-star rating and review, just letting other people know why you find this podcast helpful. It always just helps those who come across the show just to see that a lot of others like the podcast are getting value from it and encourages them to listen to it as well. So thank you for your time in doing that. All right, my friends, we'll see you in next week's episode of the Learn Jazz Standards podcast. Really excited to answer some more of your jazz and music questions. Until then, happy practicing and cheers. Hey, podcast listener, would you like to ask me a jazz question and get it answered here on the show? Then go to learnjazzstandards.com/ask. That's learnjazzstandards.com/ask. I look forward to hearing your question and answering it on a future podcast episode. learnjazzstandards.com/ask, or find the link in today's show notes.